She ignored the jest. If it was father who had been taken captive, Jamie would not be sitting by idly, I promise you.
Jamie would be battering his host to bloody bits against the walls of River Run, and the others take their chances. He never did have any patience, no more than you, sweet sister.
Not all of us can be as bold as Jamie, but there are other ways to win wars. Arranhal is strong and well situated, and King's Landing is not, as we both know perfectly well. While father plays lion and fawn with the Stark boy, Renly marches up the Rose Road. He could be at our gates any day now. The city will not fall in a day. From Harrenhal, it is a straight, swift march down the King's Road. Renly will scarce have unlimbered his siege engines before father takes him in the rear. His host will be the hammer, the city walls the anvil. It makes a lovely picture.
Cersei's green eyes bored into him, wary, yet hungry for the reassurance he was feeding her.
And if Robb Stark marches? Arranhal is close enough to the fords of the Trident so that Roose Bolton cannot bring the northern foot across to join with the young wolf's horse. Stark cannot march on King's Landing without taking Harrenhal first, and even with Bolton he is not strong enough to do that.
Tyrion tried his most winning smile.
Meanwhile, father lives off the fat of the riverlands, while our uncle Stafford gathers fresh levies at the rock.